verdade?
Dry places seeking rest and findeth none. He saith, I will return into, listen now, my house whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse verse. Let me read a portion of that again. And he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then he goeth and taketh to him seven other spirits who are more wicked than himself. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the curse. I want to speak with you a little while this morning. A message that I brought before, God told me to say it. You put Satan out.
Yes.
But did you remember to take the key?
Right.
You put Satan out.
Yeah.
But did you remember to take the key? And you know, just a couple of months ago, we looked at ourselves to see the things that needed to be changed. Start off the new year with a resolution. Everybody had some. Some things they're going to do better. Some things they're going to do different. Some things they're going to change. Going into this brand new year, they're going to try to be a brand new year. They're going to try to change some of the things that you know are wrong. And you know, that's a good thing to do. I mean, we ought not wait until the beginning of the year to make a change. If we know something's wrong, we do it before the first of the year.
All right, come on, Pastor.
Why not go ahead and change it when we find out that it's wrong? Why not go ahead and change it when you see there's something different that you should be doing and something that you should work on? Well, we need to do that. Jesus is letting us know here that actually, to be perfectly honest, we need some of his help. We need him to help us to change the things that are wrong in our lives. But we've got some things in our hearts, some things in our lives, some ways that we live. We ought not be doing all those things. And somehow, I guess what the scripture is letting us know is we recognize some of those things and we decide for whatever reason that we're going to make a change. Maybe we're not going to get those substances that we were buying because we can't afford them anymore. So it's actually a budget thing that...
Come on, Pastor. Come on. Tell Pastor.
And somehow it may be that we realize that those friends that we've been hanging around with and the things that they cause us to do are really bringing us down physically even because of the things we eat and drink and all the other things. Somehow we look at that we can't do those things
anymore. Yeah.
Not because they were wrong, but because of the financial reasons or because of medical reasons or whatever. Somehow we change those things. But those are reasons, good though they might be, even though we change our, because of it's morally wrong and people are looking at us and good folks know about it and talk about it, we may change for a lot of reasons. But somehow we got to change for a different reason.
Yes.
We've got to change because we know what we're doing and the way we're walking and the way we're living is according to God's will.
Well.
And we ask Jesus to be a part of our life.
Yeah.
Ask him to help us to clean up this mess.
Yeah.
The scripture here is telling us that when a man has decided all these things for whatever reason, that he changes them. He puts those habits and those things out of his life. But that's what he needs to do.
Right.
Somebody told him, and he knows that they're watching him now, so he's not going to do those things, because somebody's going to continue to watch him, and he's going to feel bad about the fact that people can talk about him and say all these bad things that are wrong in his life.
Yeah.
So he's changing because of his neighbors, or he's changing because of his finances, but somehow we need to change, because what God wants us to do is to embrace his will.
Wow.
The things you're doing, if they're against God's will, that's the reason to put Satan.
Yeah.
The habits that he's bringing into your house, into your life, into your heart, you need to put him out of your heart.
Yeah.
You need to recognize that God doesn't want that those things that you're doing. It's easier enough to know. You know the things that you're doing that are against God's will. But you know, those boys you listed, 9, 10 of them, you're going to change at the beginning of the year. You know what they are. And somehow, the fact that your neighbor or the preacher or the deacons are recognizing it and you change for those reasons, that won't get you there.
Right.
You need to have Jesus as a part of this change.
Yeah.
You need to ask Jesus to help you make the change.
Yeah.
And then ask Jesus to help you to take the key away from Satan so he doesn't come back in.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that a little bit. The scripture says that Satan goes out, or this demon goes out, and after leaving you, he realizes that, hey, I want to go back.
Come on.
I want to go back. I had a good time when I was working inside his soul. I was making him do all kind of crazy things.
Come on,
life was good.
Yeah.
I loved it then. Yeah. And put me out.
Yeah.
But somehow he realizes also, when he looks back at that one who put him out, but somehow he said he cleaned himself up. But if you look, it's really not all that clean. No, he looked at it and it looked swept. And he's probably still got some dust left. You need something better than just dust. Satan looks back and he realizes that somehow, I know that George, I'll say George, I don't know
George.
George really wants to do that. Those things that George is doing, he stopped for a whole lot of reasons. But George is not happy. George knows where I am. George knows that bottle that he put there that he said was for Medicaid. George knows that. I believe that I can go back again. And somehow, you know, he's right. Because many of us who have given up some of those things that we said we ought not be doing, left them alone because we knew they weren't right. We realize that somehow we look real close at ourselves. We kind of enjoyed those. And now, if I can do that, and somehow I get away with it, and Deacon Cruz doesn't see me this time. Some of those things that we used to do, we embrace again. So I guess the question here is, what is Jesus telling us that we need to do? If you look earlier, he talks about the fact that Satan wouldn't get rid of Satan, or how he divided him from Paul. Somehow there needs to be somebody else. And he's that somebody else. He's that somebody else who can help us to make sure that when you put Satan out, not only do you put him out and take the key, but you clean things up all together. So you clean things up all together. Well, and there's something else that's really important that has to happen here. That room, that space in your heart that Satan occupies, you need to turn that over. Jesus. That needs to be the Lord. You need to give more time to the Lord. The time that you spent doing those things that Satan wanted you to do, you need to spend some time with the Lord. You need to first ask the Lord to put him out. Help you to put him out. You can't do it all by yourself. Those reasons that you had, they aren't enough to hold him out. No, you've got to put him out because you've got to look for the Lord on the inside. You've got to invite the Lord into your house. He stands at the door and knocks anyway. He's waiting for you to open your heart and allow him to come in. We need to recognize that we can't get rid of our bad habits and all of those things that are wrong all by ourselves. And if we do get rid of them, we can't keep them away because somehow deep down inside we still have the desires for those things. So we got to fill that emptiness that comes when you put Satan out and fill it up with Jesus Christ. We need to spend time reading the Word. We need to spend time talking to the Lord. We need to spend some time in church singing songs of Zion and praising the Lord. We need to fill that space, all of that space, with the Lord and Savior Jesus. And dusting isn't good enough. No, we got to go further than that. We need to wash it with the blood of Jesus. The shape comes back and looks, he'll realize he's not wanted there. He'll realize this is not the place the way that he left it. He'll realize that the door is not open and his key does not work. So he's going to make him know that you have changed. Satan's going to come back. You can't get it up all by yourself. You need Jesus to help to bring out. And you need the Lord to be there where you have that empty space, to fill that space. So there is no room for Satan and all that he would bring. Scripture said not only will he come back, he'll bring more with him. Those habits that you didn't have before. He'll take those habits that you had and turn them to a whole new level. He'll take those things that were wrong in your life and add a few more. Satan's going to come back. Satan knows who you are. He knows that you gave those things up that you didn't really want to. He knows who you are, and he knows that he can get back in if he just waits a little while. We gave him up. Some folks made some resolutions, but 2.5 months ago. And you look back and say, well, I'm going to try. I really did mean to, but it just doesn't seem to be working out. I need to get a little stronger. What you need is you need Jesus Christ to fill that spot. I'm not saying that we're not all, we're Christians here. We've accepted Christ, but somehow we need to make sure that the things that we do and the way that we do them, we're continuing to embrace him every day. And allow him to fill our emptiness so that Satan doesn't have an emptiness to come back into. Satan wants to come back into that space. It says here, I will return unto my house. Satan feels like he owns that space. You got it. It's you. It's your heart. But Satan says it's my house. And he's gone away for a while, but I'm going to return to my house. I'm going to go back where I know I can be at home. We need to make sure that the things that we do, we have the changes we make, aren't because of people talking about us. It's not because it costs us too much. It's not because somehow we know that people are going to see the things that we're doing and we're going to be cast out. No, it's got to be because the love of the Lord. You want to do his will. You want to have him to fill that empty space. He can fill it.
He can do it.
He can do it. You've just got to give yourself over to the Lord. You put him out. You put Satan out. But somehow he knows. He knows that when he gets ready, there's a space for him. He knows. If he looks real close, that you haven't changed so much that you won't have him back. He knows. He knows exactly who you are. He knows more about your weaknesses than you do. And he knows when and how to come back again.
That's right.
When he's gone out, you want him to stay out. You need to ask the Lord to help you to put him out of your life. Don't try to do it all by yourself.
That's right.
Somehow it seems that many people don't even come into the church and join because they feel like, I got to get myself straight first. But you know, you can't get yourself straight all by yourself. You need to give yourself over to the Lord. You need to let him fix you up. Let him let him put the Satan out and to have him to face and throw the people away. You can't do it. You can't change yourself. There are many people who have tried for years to become what God would have them to be. What God would have you to do is to put yourself in his hand so he can mold you and make you into what he would have you to be. So he can clean that room, not just dust it, but wash it out with the blood of Jesus. You need to know that Satan continues to call you home. Call it his house. Until Jesus has taken up that space. Until there is no space. Let me say it again. Until there is no space.
Yes, sir.
Don't follow the home space.
Yeah.
Don't say you know how to say it. There is no space for you.
Right.
Our heart is filled overflowing with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do. That's the change we need to make.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you have already accepted Christ. Oh, that's good.
Mm.
What I'm saying is Satan has set up residence.
Mm.
And you need to put him out.
Yeah.
You need to put him out.
Yeah.
Let us pray, God. Our Father and our loving God, we realize, Father, that somehow Satan is looking at each one of us.
Yes.
Has recognized where our weaknesses are. He knows our strengths. And somehow, Father, somehow he feels that he can make a special space somewhere in our hearts. He can make a special place in our lives. He can control some things about us that we ought not allow him to control. But Father, we realize also that as long as we have our hearts filled up to overflowing with Jesus, and as long as we have our hearts filled up and there is no space left, Satan won't have anything there. Satan won't be able to look upon us and call us home. You'll have to realize that he needs to go further. I know he's not going to give up. He never has. He'll keep going out trying to find new keys, trying to find new ways to get into our hearts. But we ask, Father, that somehow you remind us that as long as we're filled with the Holy Spirit, as long as we have Jesus overflowing on our inside, as long as the love of Jesus continues to prevail down inside of us, somehow though Satan's going to come, he's going to try to knock us down, knock us around to break into our lives. Father, we know that there's no way that he can overtake you. We have a strong man, we'll take a strong man. There ain't nobody stronger than Jesus. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for taking this opportunity to remind us that we need to be on our guard. We need to make sure that when the doorbell rings, if it's Satan that he can ring the bell, he can try his key, but there's no place for him. Father, we thank you for reminding us that we need you in order to make the changes in our lives we have today. We need you in order to do and become all that you would have us to be. We need to be more than just swept and garnished. We need to be washed with the blood of Jesus Christ. Help us, Father.
Help
us, Father, to make changes and become what you would have us to be. God, in the precious name, the powerful, adorable name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
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 You can pray now. Church become more of a God than having to be. There's someone here This feeling that you've been holding back for a while, just waiting for the right time. Is this your time? Is this your day to let the world know I'm on the Lord's side? I'm going to serve you with all my heart. I'm going to give him all that I have.
Been baptized before she's coming as a member.
Amen. Amen.
God has blessed us to be able to witness to deciding that you want to. There's more still in your heart. You want everybody to know you are the Lord. So you hold down here saying, I decided that Jesus is my choice. Again, we're just so glad to be able to witness what we've witnessed today, that you'd like to be part of this church family through baptism, or having already been baptized, and knowing who the Lord is, you feel like maybe this is a place that you can spiritually call home. We just feel so good about that.
Yeah.
To see you come forward. And you're coming forward not after you're many, many years old and a lot of experience. You've got enough experience right now with the Lord. You've seen enough to know that you want to be what the Lord would want you to be. You want to get all those things that Satan may want to do with you. You want to pick him out. But he can take away the key and make sure that everybody can see in you Jesus Christ, because you love him. You love him, right? That's what it's really all about. You recognize that he's the Son of the living God, right? And you know that he died on the cross so that you could all have salvation. That's good, isn't it? God bless you. I'm going to ask all who are here now to come and just let you know how glad we are, how pleased we are, how happy we are, how overjoyed we are to be able to witness what we've been doing this morning. So here we go. The ministers, I'm going to ask the ushers to have everybody to come around. Let me just say to this. It won't take long, so if you have an opportunity, please come around and just give them a hug and let them know how glad you are that you were able to witness what you witnessed today as they came forward.